Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
This is the Zombies Government New Podcast, where we are aiding you in your fight against the Leviathan that is the state. And we're having a good old time here already, shaking off the cobwebs, man. I'm David.
I'm Drew.
And yeah, man, it's been a little while, so we're glad to be getting back into it.
If the if this is the keeper, you should have heard how bad the first take was, guys.
Maybe I'll throw it on the end as a
yeah,
little Easter egg.
I love putting the bonus tracks at the end. Yeah, maybe stick around to the end. David will keep it.
Yep.
Oh, it's a good start.
So the Zombies Government Podcast and all its shenanigans is covered by the BIPCOT NoGov license. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Do it.
Do it. So what's up, Drew?
Not much, man.
Yeah.
Just getting ready for that Easter holiday we got coming up here.
Yoster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting, man. Just I don't know.
It's a good old.
Yeah, I just had a massive brain fart. I have no idea what the hell I'm saying. I'm full of crap right now.
Well, you know, it's the holiday weekend, man. It's busy. I like it because it usually marks the time of the year where snowbirds start flying home.
They need to go.
Good gravy, do they?
Appreciate the boost in economy, guys.
Yeah.
But take your Social Security elsewhere now.
You mean take our Social Security?
Our, yeah.
Excuse me. I think they're probably living off ours right now. I think Congress has burned through theirs long ago, so we'll never see that a dime of that.
It wasn't really a near accident. I saw what this guy was doing, but on my way here, there's this old guy, out-of-state license plate, I'm pretty sure it was Idaho, driving a truck way too big for him. And that's the problem. When you get up to that age and like you have the money now, you worked your whole life, you have the money, I'm going to buy that big-ass truck I've always wanted.
Yeah.
You're too old to handle it now, and he can't stay in his lane. So I saw him coming over to my lane. So just to be a prick.
High Plains Drifter.
Yeah. So I speed up, and I get right alongside next to him, and then I edge a little closer to him, and then I lay on my horn just so he knows I'm there.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, just when you get that old, just because you can afford it doesn't mean it's a good idea to get it. You're too old to handle a speedy sports car. You sure as hell can't handle a big truck. Maybe just stick with the Chevy Colorado.
Yeah.
It's manageable. And stay the hell out of my lane.
Yeah, the Ford Fiesta. I don't even know what they have anymore.
I don't know.
Great. Ford Fit. Isn't that tiny?
No, it's the Honda Fit. I think Honda makes the Fit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Ford Focus is, I think, the Ford version of it. I don't care what it is. Old people drive those. And go back to your states.
Just drive your Yugo. Oh, man. Anyway. Yeah, good times, man. Won't miss that.
No, I won't, man. They're scary to drive around.
But, dude, I'm an old man. I'm going to drive a big truck. I'll tell you that right now.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. If they're still available to be... if they're still available for purchase, if they haven't been, you know...
Somehow
mandatorily
criminalized,
recalled, a mandatory buyback of your weapons and your trucks.
I'm gonna be the first one. I hope you do. I will be the first one to call you out if that truck is too big for you and you can't handle it, but you still drive it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
you
we'll
know,
see.
In 10 years when you get up to that age.
Did you? That reminds me. Did you see? There's a video, and we're gonna do audio. You know, talking about video on the internet, which always works really well. Of some lady, like a Prius owner, like going nuts on this guy that had a big truck. And, he, you know, it's not like a diesel. He's letting it run. And she's in a parking lot. She jumps out and just starts, like, yelling at him, like, totally.
For just letting his car run?
Yeah, because he had his kids in there and they're, you know, sleeping.
Yeah, keep the AC on, sure.
Yeah, you know. And she's over there like, you're so irresponsible. Like, what do you even need a truck like this for, you know? He's like, what? what do you even do for a living? You know, she's trying to paint with some ignorant redneck. Yeah. Like, well, I'm in marketing, but I also have a farm. You know, this, so I need the truck for that. And, you know, the guy, she was just out of control.
How do you, where do you get
total,
off?
Total Bernie Sanders voter, by the way. Guarantee you.
Maybe, probably. Yeah, first off, mind your goddamn business.
Yeah.
There's not even a second off. Just, that's nope, it. That's first it. Off, that's it. Let the guy do his thing. Well, then again, here I am complaining about some guy driving his vehicle.
Well, if he was endangering but it, then yeah, that's a legitimate beef. But no, you're not just griping that he had the truck.
No, and, guy, you know, the was, guy's just hanging out in the parking lot. No.
It wasn't carbon neutral enough for you.
Check your privilege, lady.
That's right. synchronized swilling. Always good. Always good on the radio. It always goes down smooth.
Synchronized swigging?
Yeah. Okay. Or swilling. Swig and swill.
I like that. I never thought about that. Synchronized swigging.
Yeah. It's something that we do here. So, yeah, a lot of nutty stuff going on in AZ the last week or so since we've been on.
What a mess it's been.
It's been more than a week, but the last week, so.
Yeah, I feel like the last 2 weeks in this state have not been our proudest.
The political circus came to town.
Yeah, so, and they all came at the same time. Are their tour buses and planes just following each other, hitting the same stops?
I think sometimes they do to, like, you know, not leave too much of a advantage to the other one.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know, I think I read something about Cruz doing, like, a shadow, you know, shadow tour going wherever Trump went.
Is that Papa Monster?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Grandpa Monster.
Yeah.
the booger eater. So, yeah, they and we just had that whole primary thing, which is another whole nother shenanigan. So, or it wasn't the primary technically, but the presidential preference election.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. They didn't have none of the above, so I couldn't vote. I'm a registered independent, so I couldn't vote.
So you couldn't vote.
I couldn't vote it anyway, and I knew that, so I didn't waste time going to the polls unlike some other people.
I really thought about writing in something just stupid like Pedro.
Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. Just something, yeah. Whatever.
You know. I don't know. I think in this one, a lot of people might have been on it, like every candidate, so you might have been able to vote for D's Nuts or... or Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme. Yeah, I vote for him. He has a zombie plan.
Maybe some of the LP guys, the Return Party guys. I don't know.
But yeah, I can get behind that.
I'm not doing that.
No. Facebook and the news started blowing up after, you know, a bunch of crazy people, anti-Trump people, decided to blockade Shea Boulevard and stop the main road entering Fountain Hills.
Yeah,
to stop everyone from getting to a Trump rally.
Yeah, Fountain Hills is kind of, for those of you who haven't been out here, don't know, it's kind of unique because there's really only two inlet or outlets into it, which I think is Shea, like you said.
Shea and then
Highway 87.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So. And yeah, a bunch of people decided to build a wall against Trump.
Was that the point? Did they call it that?
No, I don't know. Maybe they did.
Oh man, I could see them. I can see them doing that.
That's what it looked like to me. So I thought it was kind of, you know, like, hey, they beat him at his own game.
The irony's kind of funny.
They were building a wall to keep him or his supporters out anyway. But
yeah, at the very first time I heard about it, I thought, yeah, that's kind of cool. Screw you, Trump. And then I realized how many innocent people are stuck in this.
Oh yeah,
miles and miles of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Because these idiots are trying to make a peaceful demonstration when they're just screwing up everyone else's day. And really, let the Trump supporters go to the rally. They're all idiots anyways. And now you're ruining innocent people's days. They're just trying to get through.
You sound like someone who does not want to make America great again. What's wrong with you, man? Just true.
I'm just saying, keep the illegals in the country. Day laborers, we need them.
Well, that's a whole nother issue. I don't know if anybody can really be quote unquote illegal, you know. I think the only people who own property should have a say on who comes, you know what I mean, who comes on that property. I don't think the federal government has any role in saying who, you know. Anyway, that's a whole nother.
You mean like people that issue. Own the own property have a say so, like as far as regarding to their own property, yeah?
Well, like in your, yeah, if you're a community or your business, okay. Or,
yeah,
you know,
I gotcha.
Your town, whatever.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
But yeah, that's not the role of the federal government to.
No, I can't believe only
decide what, which humans can stay and which can go. Or
like, I don't think nearly enough of those protesters got arrested.
Yeah,
I think three.
I mean, as much as I would sympathize with them wanting to stand up against what Trump is for, you know, which is all horrible stuff. You know, one day it's one thing, the next it's another, but they're generally all pretty horrible stuff, pretty horrible ideas.
That was not the way to do it.
No, that's the whole thing. It's like, I think it's bad tactics on their part, man. It's, you know, it's straight out of that. You know, community organizing, social justice warrior, leftist BS playbook, you know. It doesn't do them if anything, I think they actually drove people to Trump.
Yeah,
you
right?
You know what I mean? I think it's a total backfire.
It's a thing like where you tell kids you can't do this and it makes them want to do it even more. So right. You stop them from going to the rally. Well, now they're going to go for Trump harder and, you know, maybe become more vocal about it. I mean, if you're going to blockade something, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church trying to get to a soldier's funeral or something, you know,
and there are people that will, yeah, they get their motorcycles and do that.
Yeah. But no, that was not the right time to do it.
Well, the whole thing is that you have to look at it kind of, America's unique in a lot of ways. And, it's love affair with the vehicle, you know, I mean, just in terms of vehicles themselves, like, you know, the muscle cars or, you know, but also what they are, and that's the ability to travel independently. You know, you don't have to rely on mass transit as much or anything, you know.
Yeah.
So what you're doing there is essentially stopping people from exercising something that most of us probably don't even think about as like some kind of innate right or innate thing that we want to do. We want to be able to get in our vehicle and go where we want, you know, in a reasonable amount of time, you know,
yeah,
without being stopped. And they did the exact opposite. You know, they went full retard. I know, being ableist, but, you know.
I mean, if you get stuck in traffic on the freeway, it is what it is. That's traffic. These are just blatantly these assholes in the front of the line.
Yeah.
That are screwing
using
it
bike
up.
Locks to, you know, chain themselves to the.
That's
one, I think she looked like a bike lock, the one lady, one of the big organizers, she had like a bike lock around her head to the door jam there, you know, they cut it off.
Whenever I wish it choked her. I can't believe more.
Can we get this any tighter? No.
I can't believe it didn't turn violent.
Yeah, well, there's a video of one guy, it looked like it was like in a gray Jeep, I think, kind of, I mean, he didn't plow through him, but he was basically like forcing his way through him.
Good.
You know, slowly, and some of them were jumping up on the hood of their car. And
good.
For me, I'm like, well, right there, you know, they're disrespecting private property, you know, jumping on this guy's car. Just get out of the way. So it's just so emblematic or indicative of the left, you know, especially the rabid left that is so intolerant of any kind of opposing dialogue or that they'll do anything to shut it down, you know, including violent. I mean, look what they did in Chicago. You know, they got so, that situation escalated so much with, you know, protesters. And I think there was even some rioting or looting that Trump just called it off, you know, so they succeeded there in shutting him down.
Yeah.
You know, they're always trying to like, instead of like trying to engage ideas and disprove how wrong they are with like logic and reason or a sound argument, it's always, you know, let's just shut it down. It's, you know, it's dangerous.
Be a lot smarter to educate and have a conversation or a debate instead of, I don't know. A lot of people thinking they're making changes by just reposting memes and facts on Facebook.
Who could that be? I never do that.
Yeah.
No one comes to mind, right?
I'm not looking at them. Now, remember, I saw some girl on Facebook say something about, I would gladly be arrested, you know, for the blockade. And I'm like, what, and just ruin traffic for all those other people? And she said, she's like, all for a good cause. What is the cause? It's
right.
Idiot.
It's just shutting down something that you don't agree with. No. I actually think that, you know, memes and stuff like that is actually a way better tool, you know, parody or satire, you know, just showing how idiotic these people are using their own words, or, you know, that's, I think that's way more effective, you know, than going out there and jumping on people's cars. And, yeah.
Yeah. You know, a thing that really sucked about that, I saw this float around FaceBeast a lot. There's some guy who has a construction company. He had a big old trailer with his company's name all over it. And he wasn't on a work trip, but he had a bunch of church music equipment in the back of his trailer.
Yeah.
Going to an event in Fountain Hills, not to the rally. But since he was one of the first people stuck in the front of the line, and his vehicle got photographed a whole bunch of times and made it in newspaper articles, his business is suffering because they think he's part of the blockade. Yeah. And now this guy's livelihood is getting screwed over because these protesters, and it's the butterfly effect. It's just affecting everyone that whether they did anything or not.
Right.
So another reason it was just dumb. It was a waste of time.
Yeah. So that, I don't know. And then, there was a Bernie Sanders rally that I so wanted to go to.
I know you did. You were asking me if I wanted to go, and I'm like, are you serious?
I just wanted to go troll it, you know, just ask some questions and record it or whatever, but it just didn't work out, man. I couldn't make it happen.
You don't ask fun questions. Like, you.
Oh, I would, though.
You would, but then eventually,
well, yeah,
you're going to start getting hot about it.
You just start
it.
Trying to lay the trap, you know what I mean? So, you know, you start out asking, no, and you lay the trap, and, you know, hopefully they walk into it, which most of them would. But I do know one person that went, and
who?
Huh?
Who?
This guy, he's been on the show before. Oh, and, okay. I invited him back on to talk about his experiences, but we'll see if he wants to do that.
All right.
I don't think he's not like a totally sold on it or anything. It's not like he mostly went out of curiosity, or, you know, I'm sure he went with an open mind, but it would have been fun.
I like how honest Bernie speaks about things. I don't feel like he BS's you as much as...
No, he does. It's not BS. He's totally ignorant. He's just completely ignorant of any kind of economic reality or...
Yeah, I don't want my taxes to pay for other crap that I don't care about.
Principles and freedom of liberty. So.
I'm already paying for my own health insurance. I don't need the universal stuff. And yeah, whatever. Everyone wants that fairy tale of all the free stuff he's offering.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, since we bashed the Trump blockaders, you should probably spend some time bashing the Trump guys who... seem fit to just throw fisticuffs at the Bernie protesters at their rallies.
Oh, that's right. They did do that.
Yeah, the guy in Tucson, I think. Just wailed on that dude. Guy's walking up. One guy, the protester's leaving and it's like he's leaving. He's going up the staircase to the exit, and then he just gets jumped by that guy.
What a freaking animal.
But, well, that's what Trump, he almost encourages it. He's, you know, he's like, oh, well, I'll pay all the legal fees, you know. And then he's like, I won't, you know, like.
Oh, that guy's so, I can't believe how full of crap he is, but people are still on board with it.
Well, I don't even think it's that they're so much into him or Bernie. It's just they're fed up with the whole quote-unquote establishment, you know, establishment candidates. But...
Either which, whoever gets into the office is going to cause the tipping point at some point. You know, the revolution is going to happen in the next 4 years.
I'm of the mind that it doesn't matter who gets into office. They're largely puppets, and most of what – they're not really going to change anything. A lot of it's just controlled by the bureaucracy, or, you know, all these people who've been in there for their whole life as political appointees or advisors, you know what I mean? They're just, it's this big incestuous relationship. And that's really what, you know, it's going to keep that machine running. It's No one's going to get in there and change it.
No, I'm curious about...
You can't change, you know, Sauron's army from the inside, man. You can't wield the ring.
Oh, you nerd.
I had to bring it there. Come on, man.
I'm curious what's going to happen to all those seats in Congress that are up for grabs. Like, what kind of impact that's going
to
make on
everyone. Don't go to the highest bidder.
Yeah, probably.
So the other election nonsense, let's just get that out of the way and we can talk about some cool stuff, was the presidential preference election, which Arizona again made national headlines for because it was a complete Charlie Foxtrot cluster fart.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, dude. People were waiting in line for hours to vote.
How frustrating is that? I wonder how many people... I know you were not allowed to turn people away. Like, if you're waiting in line, they can't shut down. All right, 7 o'clock, we're done.
No one else could get in line, I guess. But yeah.
They have to... They got to stay open, in theory. But I wonder how many places shut down. And what was... There's only like 60 in the valley?
Yeah, I guess... They kept reducing the number. It was like 200 a few years ago, and then it was like 120, or now it was 60.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, man. That's so dumb.
I don't know. I think it's going the right direction, because eventually I'd like to get it to where there's zero.
Well, good luck.
You know, I want to get it to where people don't vote for a slave master or a longer leash, but yeah, we'll see. But yeah, what a nightmare logistically, I guess. I don't know if it was like there's some people are saying it was intentional, like they were intentionally suppressing Democratic voters because I guess. And it's just funny to me to hear the whole Republican Democrat divide anymore because I just largely view them as same party, but. Yeah, so there's some theory that maybe there was some voter suppression. I think it was just. They didn't anticipate this many people turning out.
Maybe.
Most people, a lot of people that showed up actually couldn't vote. Because most voters in Arizona are registered independents.
Yeah, you got to be either or.
Yeah, and you can vote. So if you showed up as a registered independent, you had to fill out like a provisional ballot, which takes longer. And it turned into...
I've seen a handful of people that said they're registered, say, Democrat. They make it up to the front of the line, and they don't have a ballot. They are, for some reason, in the system as an independent.
Yeah.
And so people who think they should be voting, they get, you know, they got turned away or had to do the provisional ballot. And no, it's just what a cluster F it was. And once again, good job, Arizona.
I just think that's what government does, man. It's inefficient. You know, doesn't respond. There's no reason for it to respond to, you know, market forces or supply and demand because it's the only person providing that service. So it doesn't have to be held accountable. You know, so who can? Well, you know, you had to wait a long time. Your vote didn't get counted, or because they were like, calling it, but you know, for Hillary and the Trump. Before a lot of people even voted. So how about that feeling? You're standing there at like 11 o'clock at night. And,
yeah.
Like, know, oh, for yeah, hours. And then they're already saying, oh, well, you know, these people already won your vote. Not that it matters anyway, but, you know, it'd be doubly frustrating to hear that while you're waiting in line, I think.
I should have written in Kodos.
Yeah. Is it King or Krang?
Kang.
Kang, yeah. King and Kodos, yeah.
Because Krang was that little brain monster on Ninja Turtles.
Okay, I knew it was one or the other.
Leave it to me to take the show down.
So moral of the story, don't vote. Stay home. Withdraw your consent. Don't, you know, it doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't matter, dude.
No.
I think even if it did, it's an immoral act to vote, I think.
I think when I got my early ballot, because when I registered, I think I registered as a Democrat, but whatever. I really don't care.
I think the first time I registered, dude, to vote, I registered green because I was when Ralph Nader was running. Way back. Yeah, he ran against.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, dude. Way to throw that. Yeah, it was a whole 16 years ago.
I saw there was a Mexican on the ballot. His, it had his nickname in quotations, Rocky.
Nice.
Like his name was like Roque, whatever his last name was, I don't remember. But uh-huh. I'm like, hey, I'll vote for Rocky. I'll keep it real. Vote for the Mexican.
Yeah,
I know you're not going to make it, but I'm not going to vote for, the Crypt Keeper or Hillary.
Yeah, you know, who's not going to vote for Rocky?
No, man, I'll keep it in La Raza.
You know, just, you're not going to vote for the Russian guy. You're going to vote for Rocky.
Exactly.
Drago, yeah. Don't vote Drago, man. You got to vote for Rocky, man. So I changed independent, so, and I don't know, like, if I could, I would actually go down and, like, unregister. I mean, I know I can, it's just, do I want to take the time to do it? I don't know. I would go down and unregister to vote.
No, it's just easier to ignore it all.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, good times. Good times with
Proud
political,
days.
Political theater in AZ.
Proud days for the state of Arizona. Oh, and then you know what? I think it might have been last episode. It was that far back. We were talking about NFL stadiums threatening to leave their cities because, you know, the city won't buy them a new stadium or won't give them the upgrades they want.
Yeah, Rams.
Freaking Arizona. Now the Diamondbacks are pulling that crap. They're trying to break the lease to the stadium because they want like
$187 million
in upgrades.
Repairs.
Let's say. Repairs.
Yeah.
I have no idea what needs to be repaired. I saw some article, mm-hmm. that someone on the Diamondbacks fan page had posted and said these are plumbing and electrical issues and I mean, I really don't know how deep it goes, but I'm still kind of a firm believer in you signed a lease. You knew what you were doing.
You signed a contract.
You got to stick to it. You're not going to bail on your apartment early. People aren't going to bail on their homes early because they're going to pay a hell of a penalty. And I think mm-hmm. that's crap on the Diamondbacks' part.
I think the court of public opinion is definitely against them. From what I've seen in social media. I'm against any tax money going to it.
Yeah.
But also, but there is a contract or a lease or whatever. So I guess Diamondback, they're trying to make the case that if they don't get these repairs, that's a breach of contract. So they don't have to honor their end of it. But the county's saying, no, you agreed till this period of time. So we'll see.
Somewhere in Phoenix, their lawyers are just having money fights, hitting each other with $100 bills.
Yeah, the sharks are circling.
It's crazy rich. And
one way or another, the taxpayers will probably, us will probably be paying the price.
I don't even like the Diamondbacks.
I like them. They're my team. I don't spend a lot of time. I just don't have time to, follow them. But I'd root for them.
No, because there's 180 games in a season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's you can miss the entire year until the All-Star break and still catch a lot of baseball.
Pick back up.
Yeah, it's the same thing as basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't watch until after the All-Star games.
Exactly.
Except for the Suns. Don't watch them ever,
just don't
guys.
Watch them ever.
They're awful.
Boo.
It was so bad. I went to one game this season. I like to at least go to one game, and it was like the seats were half empty. They lost to the third worst team in the league. There's no.
I think they beat the Lakers the other night, though.
They did beat the Lakers.
So, but they're not that good.
Devin Booker had a heck of a game. No, there's too much wrong with that team. Yeah. The Lakers are like the second worst team in the league. So, no, they're just going around for the Kobe Bryant farewell tour.
So, silly me. I totally forgot to mention, dude, that this is actually the first Zombies Government News EGY potluck podcast.
Oh, Pollock, I see you brought the beverages.
Yeah, I brought some suds and some macaroni salad with extra mayo. I let it sit out in my car for, a good hour.
Oh, yeah. They call that the McDonald's secret sauce.
What's your dish?
I left it in my truck. I'll be right back. I brought nothing. Right. I'm glad we're allowed to have potlucks, though.
Yeah, we're gonna end it with that, but you know, just want everybody out there to know that, you know,
you can have
go grab some leftovers out of the fridge or whatever, and
you can have a potluck without fear of being arrested.
Yeah. So there's a Twitter bot on the loose, Microsoft.
Oh, you're not going to say that it was illegal in Arizona to have a potluck?
No, I want to get off Arizona for a while.
Oh, I thought we were just dumping on the state. Okay. Anyways, it got lifted, so we can have potlucks. Keep going about your life, guys.
Well, now you just spilled. Now we have to talk about it because you pretty much.
No, it was as simple as that. I had no idea that was.
All right, we'll tie it into the whole voting thing. So this is why you don't vote, because you get stupid laws like this one. Potlucks have been illegal in Arizona for quite some time. I have no idea. So yeah, if you were they're only legal in the workplace. So if you were having a potluck,
oh, was that it in the workplace?
If you were having a potluck outside of your workplace of work, you were in violation of the law. Up until recently, I guess, where it was finally rectified. Yeah. So this is the kind of laws you get, man.
It's what a dumb law to be. It's like one of those laws you hear about in Mississippi, how it's illegal to ride a horse after 4 o'clock in certain counties.
Unless you're facing north.
Yeah.
Or
you're not allowed to have a work potluck. It's really?
Well, you know, it was safety, you know. We're just looking out for your safety, because you could go to a potluck and get food poisoning, you know.
We're having a potluck because of safety. We've reached 30 days.
But I mean, you know, but yeah, even going to like your buddy's Super Bowl party or something and bringing, you know, the buffalo chicken dip or, you know, egg rolls or something, that's legal.
Yeah.
So, and nobody, I don't think a lot of people knew about it. The way it got found out was some miser, some curmudgeon. There was these people having like a weekly or whatever, and some kind of regular potluck in a mobile home park in Apache Junction. Good old AJ.
Good AJ.
Good old AJ. Right way to represent. Anytime you hear AJ in mobile home park, you know it's gold. You know you're in for a good time.
Yeah. It's like hearing any story about Florida.
I know. I need to follow Florida Man on Twitter.
Florida Man. Oh, it's so much fun.
I've been trying to get more on the Twitter sphere. I'm, you know, getting better at it.
Yeah.
I'm actually starting to like it a little more than Face Beast, but
there's too many promoted and sponsored ads on Twitter.
It has its issues, but yeah, I want to start a new one, man. I'm going to start Arizona Man.
Every story is going to be about Apache Junction and the reservation.
Yeah. Oh man.
Anyways, the curmudgeon.
So yeah, how do you even know this? This guy was in the mobile home park, or I don't know if it's a guy or a woman. Anyway, this person sitting in a mobile home park, you know, I don't know if they're peering out the window through binoculars at, you know, they're having that pot.
They look like they're having a good time.
They're having that potluck again, you know, like, yeah, she brought the mashed potatoes, that bitch. You know, they actually knew.
They didn't invite me. Either, I'll show them.
Either they knew or they looked it up that there is a statute that prohibited potlucks outside of work, and they called the cops and got it shut down, I guess.
How irritated were the cops? The dispatch is like,
I don't know.
Really, sir? You're calling me for this?
Yeah, nope. Dude, they're just following orders.
I wonder if he called 911 or if he called a non-emergency number.
Just doing my job, sir. I'm going to have to inspect that potato salad. Is it real? He's got a, you know, thermometer out, you know? Like,
got to inspect these beers, guys. Yeah. The mountains aren't blue.
So.
Where just the stupid crap that you'd get arrested for.
Here's from the article. It says, in Apache Junction, somebody complained about potlucks being held. That led to new legislation that's just now working its way through the House to get it repealed. For over 200 years, people have been attending social gatherings and bringing food to share. We're all familiar with the term potluck. Very few, however, are aware that it's illegal to have one outside of the workplace in Arizona. Quote, who cares? So is marijuana, said Roger Ferris, who lives at Golden Acres Mobile Home Park. Yeah, best answer.
Hang out with that guy.
He's like, he goes on. He says, he does much of the cooking while those attending bring food to share. You know, says, quote, I've never lost one person in here on a potluck. No deaths. No deaths. So it's a pretty good streak.
This sounds like something. I don't know if you like dropping names on the show, so I'll call her Skeletor.
Okay.
This sounds like something Skeletor would do. Call the cops on a potluck.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
You know that crusty old lady?
I know of whom you speak, so.
Yeah. What a big see you next Tuesday. I can see her pulling that crap.
Pinal County, shut the party down.
Dude. Oh, God.
One of the residents happened to know the statutes and complained, pointing out that potlucks were legal only at the workplace.
So, yep.
This is what you get when you vote. You get people who make laws like this and pass them. And I guarantee you that lady or that person who called the cops voted. So, yeah, there you go. Vote for a leash, a longer leash for yourself, or a shorter one if you so choose.
I'm really starting to think Matt Foley had it figured out with the van down by the river. He's his own man. He's off the grid.
Oh yeah,
there's no address.
No,
he knows what's going on. Him and Ron Swanson. I got to find some middle ground between the two of them,
dude.
That'll be me. Let's learn how to build cabins. Let's just build a cabin. We'll build the whole community.
There you go, man. A commune.
There you go.
You're talking about a hippie commune.
Yeah, sure.
I'm down with that.
I don't care, man. It'll be a little nice little self-sustaining.
I prefer intentional community, not commune.
Sure, call it that. I don't care.
All right, man.
We'll grow food. We'll have chickens, and it'll be a whole thing. Your kids can't come though. Your wife can come, but no kids allowed.
Well, on that, what is this, Sun City?
I don't want to try to go to bed at 7:30 and those kids waking me up. And
yeah. Maybe you should just move to Sun City, man, or whatever. Whatever is out this way. I'm sure there's a community like that.
Or is it Sun Lakes in South Chandler?
There you go.
I'll live out that way.
Why do you hate my kids, bro?
I don't hate your kids. Kidding. I just hate all kids.
Well, at least you're consistent.
Yeah, people don't ruin your lives by reproducing. Go pick up one of those kids from an orphanage. Get one of those starter kids.
I mean,
hear me out. You take a look at them. You know what you're getting when you pick one up. Like I bet you the orphanage has like some sort of a stat sheet. You know, power, speed, intelligence, and
it's not an RPG.
They
man.
Break them. Have you tried adopting a kid? Do you know how this works? They probably have a stat sheet.
I'm just saying, you're like, this one has plus 10 charisma, or you know what I mean? Like,
that's funny. I can't believe this bullshit. It said he was 10 artistic. Oh, that's not an R, it was a U. Wow, I thought he was just interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've never gone through the process, but from what I hear, it's, I don't know, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say it should be like super easy to adopt a kid, but it seems like it's, way too hard to
just make it a few clicks more difficult than picking up a kitten. It's like this kid wants a home.
Well, obviously you want to do your due diligence and make sure the kid's going to a place where it will be taken care of.
But, sure.
I from what I've heard, man, it just takes forever and
make sure you're
that's
really
what bureaucracy does, I guess. But anyway. Yeah.
It's weird. I showed up to the family's homes and they just had a row of sewing machines and they keep wanting to adopt kids. They said it's a hobby.
So it's an Apple repair shop.
But is it going to be a room full of Asians and Indians?
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Oh, here I am taking your show down, sucker. Take you down to the too legit level where you just slum it.
So speaking of stupid laws.
And arrested for complete BS.
North Concord man, North Carolina, arrested for not returning, accused and arrested for not returning a VHS tape that he rented 14 years ago. 14 years ago. VHS.
Were VHS still being used?
Yeah.
Like in 2002?
Yeah. Apparently.
I guess. Okay.
says a conquered man was arrested for failing to return a 2002 VHS rental movie, Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, the Tom Green classic, people.
That paragon of cinema. Tom Green.
I vaguely remember
that. By noted thespian. Tom Green.
Classically trained.
Yes. Yeah. So, man's. The
creator of the Bum Bum song.
This guy, man. He's driving his kid to school. And he gets pulled over for speeding or something, whatever. I don't know. You know, some minor infraction, which is always how it starts.
Sure.
You know, that's how you get fingered.
License and registration, please.
Yep. Papers, please.
Run your information and what pops up. Oh, a warrant.
So, driving to school, yeah. Pulling over a taillight. Oh, taillight's out.
Oh, is that it?
Ran his license and approximately 25 minutes later, you know, asked him to step out, said, I don't know.
You had to sit there for 25 minutes?
Well, he ran. How?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he ran it and it came back and he's like, maybe, you know.
Run it again.
I think there's probably two scenarios. Either the cop ran it and he's like, how far back can I go? You know, I don't know. I don't know how their system works. You know what I mean? He's like, because he said, this guy said he'd been pulled over before and had, you know, no problem. So why would it pop up now? So I think either this guy was just going back through, you know, or else.
That officer is the kind of guy that would go to page 7 on Google and keep trying to find something.
Yeah.
He just Google's too deep.
Or maybe he's the kind of guy that would call other cops on a potluck. yeah. And so it comes back and says, I don't know how to tell you this, but you got a warrant out for your arrest. From 2002. Apparently you rented the movie Freddy Got Fingered and never returned it.
What a load of crap. You know, so, I saw the picture of the guy. He looks like the kind of guy that would rent Freddy Got Fingered if we're profiling.
I've never seen it,
but if you're going to get a Tom Green movie and it's not Road Trip.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the ones I've seen him in. But
and really, Stifler was the one that was saved that movie anyways. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe he saw it pop up and he's like, this can't be real. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he called it in and he's like, hey, does this guy really have a warrant out for, you know, a flipping VHS movie he didn't return? And the store's not even, the store that he rented it from closed.
Yeah, it's not even open anymore.
Yeah.
I read that. I saw that the store was, they were registered as, oh, man, what was it? Help me out here.
The store was registered?
They're registered as something. Sorry, man. Cut all this crap out.
No, it's good.
There we go. Connor Court officials said the warrant was active in NCAWARE, which is North Carolina's electronic warrant repository. Okay. It was signed on February 28, 2002 by JJ Video, and was a valid Rowan County arrest warrant for failing to return rental property. I don't even think Blockbuster did that. You go over for so long, then they'll just send you like a bill for the entire movie.
It's $20. Yeah. It's $20 for the Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah. And here's VHS. Your late fees and pay for the movie or whatever. But yeah, this video store goes to the extent of considering their merchandise that important that if you don't return it, we're going to arrest you.
So I can't believe they arrested him. Just following orders, right? Sorry, sir. Just doing my job. They allowed him to take his daughter to school or whatever, you know, and then come to the station and turn himself in. Mm-hmm. I'm very gracious of them. But they did have to handcuff him, apparently, because that's procedure.
I saw that. That was procedure. which what a mess that is. I wonder if he looked it up on his own computer or called dispatch to look up to run information.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to give the officer, I always try to give the cops the benefit of the doubt, you know, probably to a fault and foolishly on my part. But if they arrested him, I'm pretty sure they did it because they had to, like, oh, crap, I reported this or someone else knows about this. I got to follow
through. Yeah,
CYA. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. They gave him the time. Like, yeah, take your kid, finish whatever you're doing, then just come turn yourself in.
I think we should just all be grateful that they didn't shoot him over
it. Well, sure.
I mean, not to make light of, you know, people that have died over that, but, you know, that's an all too common occurrence, unfortunately.
I mean, I feel like that officer handled a lot better than the other officer that was going to shoot the dog that was tied up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get into that one.
What a mess that was. I don't know. This one was just kind of funny and stupid, and I put more of that blame on the video store than I do on the officer.
Well, they probably forgot about it, you know? I mean,
oh, I'm sure.
They're out of business. Anyway, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It would just be nice to see if, you know, they had enough autonomy to like, you know what, this is BS. I'm going to ignore this. You know what I mean? Like, really, VHS tape that you literally could probably buy for a quarter and you know, or maybe not even a quarter these days. I don't know. You know, people will probably pay you to take their VHS copy of Freddy Got Fingered.
Let's hold on. Let's see how much Freddy Got Fingered VHS goes for.
It's sitting at a whopping 11% approval on Rotten Tomatoes right now. So,
shopping,
which is just slightly lower than Batman versus Superman right now.
All right, would you like to make a guess?
Where? What are you on?
I'm looking at a Freddy Got Fingered. I'm trying to find a hard copy of it.
Good luck. It's a collector's item.
I know. They have a whole bunch of...
The price has probably gone up just because of the story alone. You know, interest has peaked.
Oh, it could be. There's a version off Google Play that I'm sure it's just for streaming or for download. Let's see. I think this is the VHS. All right, make a guess. How much is this being sold for? Not including shipping.
One greenback. $1.
No.
50 cent? 50 cent?
More.
More?
Higher.
Five.
Higher.
$10.
$6.49.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to break a 10 for this movie.
I know. You don't even, not even under five.
God. Jeez. I wonder if he's getting a fine or anything.
Well, there's a $200.
Oh, God. This store wouldn't have even charged that much if they were still $200 open.
$200 misdemeanor. You know, it's a misdemeanor for a $200 fine, which I guess Green has said if that's all it will cost, he'll pay it, which is cool.
I saw that. He's doing a comedy tour in Australia, and I bet you even he thought, was like, who the fuck got that movie?
You know, on one hand, it's like, it is the property of the of it was the property of the rental store or whatever, so they do have a right to, you know, their property and to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that since the store closed, it should just be a wash.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know,
I mean,
they're not going to make restitution to the store.
No,
you know, if they go and pay the property owner, hey, here's your.
Hey JJ, here's your movie back.
Here's your $6.49. That the current, you know, the current market value of this VHS tape.
Yeah,
here's $6.49, or how they would calculate it. Well, I lost this much revenue because, you know, I didn't get to rent it out for this, you know, period of time while VHS was still a viable format.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a hot item in 2002.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how you want to calculate that, but let's just say it's $200. Give the $200 to the people who used to own the store, you know, but you know where that $200 is going to go? To the state, to the, you know,
yeah,
to the government, to the police.
It sucks.
So how does that, you know what I mean? The only one that benefits from it is the state.
Yeah.
You know,
it sucks that those wheels,
the original property owner is not going to get restitution and the guy now he's been arrested and you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's got internet infamy now.
So,
I've seen a few people post that article since you sent it to me. So it's made its rounds. This guy's getting a little more known.
He got fingered by the long arm of the law.
Oh well,
too soon.
No, it's been 14 years. It's totally adequate.
That is a long arm. I can reach back through time and snatch you. You know, in present day. Didn't that make you wonder, like, you know, hey, man, I didn't turn that library book back in, or, you know what I mean? Who knows? Mm. You know?
I think I'm good.
Who knows how clean our noses are?
I know, for...
In that regard.
Something as innocent as that, and all that happens, and, yeah, give a long, hard thought about it. You know, what kind of BS can you get, you know, in trouble for?
All right, so after this, we'll have our potluck and watch our non-return pirated copy of Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, let's download it illegally.
Screw you, government.
You won't catch me.
We're going to stick it to the man today.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening, by the way. You, I'm talking to you. The guy's sitting at his computer,
yeah,
listening to this while he's working, typing away, working hard for the man.
No, I do appreciate everybody who checks me out, man, checks it out. So.
You know, I really wish people would give more response to shows.
Yeah, feedback's always good.
It's cool just to, you know, give people a heads up. Just let us know, hey, I'm out here. I dig what you're doing.
This
Keep
is
it
good.
Up.
This is bad. Do more of this. Do less of that.
This doesn't like this. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. I would like to get a little more feedback on, you know, my own show, or just, and it's not even validation. It's just, hey, give me a heads up. Just let me know you're out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like it's going to hurt or help me in what kind of show I produce. It's just, cool. No, you're out there. What's up?
I'm totally open to constructive criticism and
internet high five. You
know. Listen, internet. So what do you like about podcasting, man? You know, that you're still doing it after so long.
Man, we passed the 3-year mark recently.
Nice.
Or I think we are in our third year. It's kind of fun. I like getting to, in a sense, play a character. You know, I'm such a way in real life or at work, but for some reason, as soon as that I hit record, all filters are gone. Yeah. And I really like that freedom. I'll say what I want. I know it's going to hurt feelings. I'll drop names. Screw the innocent. I don't care. And I kind of like getting to just have that freedom to say as many... Not that I try to say offensive things, like try, but I don't care. If I want to say it, I'm going to say it.
Defamation laws be damned.
I really like it. Yeah. The episode I just shared on Facebook from like a year ago, or maybe it was 2 years ago, my co-host Nick and I, we were just oversharing stories, and I told some awful stories, high school stories. Yeah, and those are the best ones, because that's the time in your life where you did the worst crap. And there's a girl, I didn't want to say her name, so I kept calling her Mary Finger Quote. And the real life Mary Finger Quote called me out on Twitter, or on Facebook, I think, sent me a huge message.
Yeah.
Said, I can't believe you said these things about me. I'm so embarrassed. That was messed up of you to say. And I'm like, I covered your name up. She's like, that's bullshit. Everyone knows who I'm talking about. So I screenshotted this whole thing and said, hey, guys, we got our first show review. And I posted that to the internet.
No such thing as bad publicity, yeah?
No, I thought it was funny. Now, that's what I enjoy about it. It's not the homework or the research leading up to a show. I like exploring old memories, you know, since I do a 90s-based podcast. And I like getting to listen to the old music. And you get that feeling of nostalgia. I love nostalgia.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm running the risk of living in the past to a point. But no, I just like unfiltered just listening to those awesome things that you grew up with. You know, 90s music is so much better than a lot of the crap going on now.
Yeah, I think it's always, it depends on what era you grew up in. Everybody has, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say you get locked into that era of music that you were in, like, high school or your early 20s mm-hmm. in, but...
I mean, just the era of anything. We can... I don't know about you, but... I feel like the quintessential golfing movie, it's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally Happy Gilmore. You ask someone 20 years older, it's going to be Caddyshack.
Caddyshack or...
You ask some millennial, they're going to say, who's your caddy?
Oh
yeah. Oh, well, like Cedric the Entertainer, I think, was in there. Cedric and
I've never seen it. It might be good, but
I doubt it.
It
looked horrible. But yeah, I mean, it's all a matter of perspective, but that's... I love the topic we've chosen, or our genre for the podcast. Nice. And so I still love doing it. And then there's those occasional episodes where we have no topic and we get some old friends from high school, which we're going to do that a week from Sunday. We're just going to get some buddies, hit record, and whatever happens, happens. It's like, screw it. It's my show, or it's our show. We'll do what we want with it. So I don't know. That's my big appeal with it. What about you, man? I feel like you... enjoy getting a message out.
Yeah, you know, that's my one little thing I'm very passionate about. And I always have been, even though my perception or understanding of liberty has changed over the years, you know. That's one thing I've always really been passionate about was, you know, freedom or liberty. And, you know, you only get so far pissing into the void of Facebook. And, you know, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many rants I've been on, you know, back and forth with my buddies or whatever.
It's funny. You've lost a few people on Facebook.
Yeah. And that, you know, whatever. That's fine. The thing with electronic, especially if you're on like a phone or, you know, I think there's no subtext there. There's no subtlety or, you know, there's, mm-hmm. it's really easy to misinterpret the way things are said or to not communicate well.
Yeah. I'm going to read something in my head, probably a little with a different emphasis on something than yeah, you would,
you know? And I think podcasting is just a way of very cool format that allows you to maybe communicate a little bit better. I'm not always great at that, but you know, it's there's more nuance there. You know, you yeah. can kind of understand more where they're coming from or their frame of mind, you know, because you might seem like you're just angry and yelling on Facebook when you're not.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Whereas if you're actually sitting there talking to somebody, you can tell by body language or the tone of voice or whatever, you know what I mean? All the little subtle mm-hmm. clues that are lacking in that, yeah. that medium of communication. So
there's a handful of shows I listen to, and after listening to them for so long, you really feel like you get a feel for the host or whoever's speaking mm-hmm. or even the guest that's on there that they have for the week, whatever the show is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you get a different feel for the person, which is, it's a cool insight that you may have not gotten otherwise.
Yeah. And it's been interesting. This is, I think, will be my 9th or 10th episode. So I haven't done many. I've had a way big gap just because of scheduling and
I'd like to see you do a show solo. I really feel like you have enough to say.
Yeah, but I think it's more, I think, you know, people enjoy hearing a conversation more or a dialogue than just one guy kind of going on and on about things.
Yeah.
Plus I like it, you know, there's other people have different perspectives or viewpoints that they can jump in with.
Sure.
You know, one thing I like about my show, it's not always an echo chamber, you know, it's not just me and a bunch of people who agree totally with me saying, you know, kind of rah-rah-rah-rah-rah, you know, echoing each other.
Yeah, totally. Circle jerk. Yeah.
Even though I do wish I had more friends that were kind of more in line with, maybe my philosophical views on the world, but you know, that'll come mm-hmm. or it won't. But the most important thing to me is just making quality, consistent, entertaining stuff. So
I have like
and
two.
It's really fun. It's really fun to do, man. I just love sitting here with, you know, people that are my friends or that I, you know, value their perspective or they're just interesting people and just talking and seeing where it goes. And everything's, it's always spontaneous. It's, you know,
something about the
art of new every time.
Yeah. It's the art of conversation is lost. Mm-hmm. Everything is just texting and TV and movies and entertainment where
OMG, bro. BRB.
Yeah. Totes.
Lols.
Like I'm thinking about taking music off my show. The last few episodes, I think we had intro music and outro music and that was it.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed.
And so it's just a fun conversation. You just talk, see where it goes, bounce ideas off each other. And I do have two or three friends that I want to try to get in this room here to contribute to your show.
Yeah.
At some point.
Right on.
One is Ender John, libertarian guy. Another buddy, Josh, incredibly well read. You'd think he's the biggest stoner ever if you at first glance. And then I've had some great conversations with him. But either way, I got a few people that I would like to get on this show and
right on,
bounce some ideas. Like God, I mean, you know me, I really hate politics. I'm not digging anything that's going on with it right now. It's just the huge pissing war
that's the funny thing is I hate politics too. I view it as more of a sideshow or a circus or, you know, something to be entertained by. Mm. I talk about it because, you know, it does have real world ramification or, you know, effects and ramifications on our lives. But you know, I'm not a political junkie, you know. I want to have more of like a coherent philosophy, you know, or be apolitical, because then, you know, I'm not so likely to be swayed by,
you know, the
you know,
the dazzle of whatever promises this guy is.
The sound and fury of the modern day wrestling show that is, you know, politics.
Yeah, I see you not liking so much the people as you like the idea of what should be going on, everyone's personal freedom, and like not a single one of those candidates are anywhere near that.
No.
Like they're so far off, and it's very disheartening, and it really scares the hell out of me. I mean, as much as I want to be ignorant to it and not pay attention to it, scares the hell out of me, because these guys are going to be the ones running the country, and every single one of them is going to screw it up.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I came to the party late, you know, or I kind of missed the moment to root for an actual candidate, which was Ron Paul. At the time, I was definitely more apolitical for a little while, you know. I don't want to say nihilistic, but I was just more, I didn't want to have any, I was burnt out, I guess, on the whole politics thing, you know. And then I started kind of getting a little more small government, minarchist or whatever, you know. Never like totally 100% for George W. But I always looked at Rand Paul as kind of like this outlier. You know, I say, oh, I really think he makes a lot of great sense economically, you know, on economics, but, you know, his foreign policy, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like I kind of missed that moment, you know. Rand Paul ran, and it was kind of like, yeah, you know. I wanted to root for him, but I couldn't, because, you know, his dad was just so much more consistent and vibrant, and, you know, he's my favorite statist, so.
Okay. I remember a buddy of mine, he said he was really going for Ross Perot back in, what was that, 92?
Yeah.
It wasn't 92. I think, you know, our economy was not great at the time, and he was thinking, who better to get our country, you know, back on track, you know, money wise, than a businessman? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. In theory, yeah. We're not going to hold Trump to that same.
No,
because you can't really declare bankruptcy this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I'm looking forward to this. I'm not looking forward to this shit show that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll start working on that cabin in the woods somewhere, and we'll see where it goes.
Sounds good, brother. All right, man. Well, thanks for being on, homie.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get that podcast of yours in there.
Well, guys, if you're looking for a lowbrow show, look no further than Too Legit with Drew and Nick.
Lower than this one.
Much lower.
We're pretty lowbrow.
We're like, have you guys seen Tremors? We're that low. We're subterranean.
Cave dwellers.
We actually had David here on our show last Sunday. We finally did our series review of Fuller House.
Oh boy,
that ended up being a lot more fun than I thought it was.
It was. It was.
Talking about Fuller House, talked about Full House. We talked about differences and parallels. And then, if you guys want to go back to episode 69, that one gets really graphic. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, Too Legit with Drew and Nick is on Stitcher and iTunes, and we have a website for some reason that we don't do anything with, but toolegitdrewnick.com. Hit us up and send us some hate mail on Twitter and Facebook. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I don't necessarily endorse anything that's said on Nick Drew and Nick's show unless I'm saying it. So no, I'm just kidding. But I always enjoy being on with you guys.
No, you shouldn't, kid. You know exactly what we say.
I always enjoy being on with you guys, and I appreciate you always you know, co-hosting episodes with me here, brother.
Heck yeah, man.
So, all right.
I had a good time. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Well, this has been David.
I'm Drew.
And the Zombies Government You podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Later.
Peace. This is the Zombies Government You podcast. or we're aiding you in your liberty. In your liberty.
In your liberty?
In your, we're aiding you in your liberty. Yes.
Yay, liberty.
Mm, go freedom. America. All right, sorry.
Go freedom.
All right, one more time.
Oh, you should have kept it. It's not too late. Keep going.
Yeah.